through the dead of night, seeking out broadcasting injustice wherever it appears. Only one man can wield it. Media Bat with Tim Bat, only on 95 BFM.
Kia ora, Tim. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you doing?
Good. Just, you know, really looking forward to the election being done. I feel like most people are. And then all of us being able to, like, just move on and do other things.
I hear you. You know the referendum results don't come out for like another 2 weeks, though?
What? I just found that out yesterday.
I didn't know that.
I was like, yes, like looking forward to finding out what these referendums will be.
To the credit of the Electoral Commission, unlike me, well, I always bite off more than I can chew. They looked at it and they were like, nah, too much to do in one day. We'll just be spaced out a little
bit. Honestly,
eh?
Fair enough.
But why 2 weeks, I wonder, surely?
Just to give them enough time to scrutinise the results, I guess.
Oh,
make sure it's all in order. I mean, I'm guessing. Who knows?
Could
I'm here to
anything.
Talk about the flippin' media.
The media, mate.
I don't like there not being a bed. It freaks me out.
I've got it now.
Thank you so much.
There we go. Yeah, it's just having a small technical difficulty in the background here.
Because I worked in radio for 5 years, way back in the day. And now any time when I walk into a cafe and there's no music playing, I like can't be in there.
Oh, no.
I'm just like, dead air, I'm out, can't handle it.
I think it is a weird thing when there's no music in a cafe.
It freaks me out too.
I always feel like I've missed something. Like there's either just been a bit of apocalyptic news that I've missed, or they're about to close, and both make me feel a bit stressed.
Yeah, so the about to close thing I think is probably accurate.
My first item today. There's been a story which I think has been slightly misreported or misunderstood, which is the New Zealand government is calling for social media companies to consider how they use encryption. And it's been a bit misreported in that people think that Five Eyes are asking for encryption to be broken by places like Facebook. So I don't know, it's kind of hard to know where to start with this one.
I was going to say, can I ask you a super, super basic question here? What is encryption?
So encryption is just using math to keep secrets on a computer.
Okay.
That's seriously what it is. But you can put what's called a backdoor into your encryption. So that people like law enforcement can penetrate through the math you've used to protect your secrets and look at it. But as soon as you have a backdoor, it means that encryption is, for all intents and purposes, a little broken.
Right.
And as soon as it's a little broken, it also means that bad actors can come and exploit that same backdoor you've put in the math.
Okay, I got you.
So the New Zealand government is a signatory for a letter that's just come out with the rest of the Five Eyes countries. Oh God, can I name them? Australia, New Zealand, Canada, UK and America, plus Japan and India, asking the big social media companies like Facebook for their to consider how they're employing encryption into their messenger apps, because it's being used for very nasty purposes. The main thing they're focusing on is like grooming children. So they're trying to make sure that law enforcement are able to penetrate those. So I'm usually someone who's like, encryption all day, baby. I'm like very pro-encryption. The Australian government recently made stupid move to try and put in the law to break encryption for any services that existed in Australia. Very bad law. Those bad laws have come from the UK as well in the past.
It's the funny thing about that is that that would end up ultimately affecting them as well, wouldn't it, as the government?
Yeah.
So surely they don't want that.
Well, you'd think, but the government is stupid.
I didn't think Facebook messages were encrypted.
Definitely WhatsApp, which is owned by Facebook. And
Wicker?
Yeah. Is that still around?
Yeah.
Anyhow, I've got a few more items, but I just wanted to like kind of clarify that one, that the letter that they've sent out isn't them asking for social media companies to break encryption. It's them asking to really consider how encryption is being deployed on their services.
So that sounds a bit more...
It's a bit more nuanced. And if you actually look at the letter that went out, at least from Andrew Little's office, who's our Minister of Justice, it like opens with acknowledging the importance of encryption. Does anyone care about this but me? Maybe not, but I think it's important. So it's my segment.
It.
You get to hear it.
I appreciate it, Tim.
The New Zealand political parties had a debate about media hosted by Better Public Media Trust, which is like an organisation that advocates for more transparent media and better funded and more diverse media. There were representatives from every party who are currently in government, plus Melissa Lee representing National. There wasn't any policy that came out from Labor, though Chris Farfoy confirmed that they still want to merge RNZ and TVNZ. And he like suggested that there's policy to come before the election, which is, I don't know, within three
is
days.
Is that the part two to the media package that they talked about.
I get
a while
3 million years ago. Yeah.
Honestly, who knows? But great memory tests. Way to get paying.
I'm still waiting.
You and me both. National release no policy. The Greens have got a media policy they released in July, which includes establishing a public interest journalism fund, which would make grants available for projects and journalists. New Zealand First have got a really similar policy for a contestable fund for what they call public good journalism.
Oh, yeah.
New Zealand First also want to protect Radio New Zealand Concert and release TVNZ from its obligation to return a dividend to the government, which I think makes perfect sense because they're being excused on a year-on-year basis anyway,
so why not
just scrap it at this point? Also, New Zealand First, interestingly, want Māori television to return to Auckland CBD because they've moved recently from Newmarket to East Tāmaki.
Okay.
And they think to future-proof the organisation, they'd be better suited in the central city. The Māori Party would require the workforce of all state-funded broadcasters across all mediums to have a basic fluency of te reo. And ACT didn't have any policies, nor New Conservatives, nor Advance. Top wants, quote, to sell TVNZ and use the proceeds to set up a public journalism fund as part of New Zealand On Air, which sounds to me like a dumb idea, but that is my opinion. Media outlets want name suppression lifted in the New Zealand First case. So this is about the New Zealand First Foundation, importantly, not the political party, but it does put, the foundation does put funds
into the political party. So it's not separate completely.
Legally, I don't know how to answer that question because I don't want BFM to get sued.
That was a question mark on the end of my sentence there.
The Serious Fraud Office has charged two people with obtaining by deception in the foundation after its investigation into the New Zealand First Foundation in its handling of donations. So two people have been charged. They're accused of using a, quote, fraudulent device, trick or stratagem to secure more than $700,000, which were then used to pay expenses for the New Zealand First Party. I am directly quoting Radio New Zealand because I got too scared to editorialise on this story.
Fair enough.
Right now, RNZ Stuff, NZME and TVNZ are all trying to compel the judge, who has so far suppress those names, to release them in the public interest because we are right about to hit an election. And finally, former Australian Prime Minister Kevin Rudd has called for a Royal Commission of Inquiry into the Murdoch press because they're such massive monopolistic a-holes in Australia and dominate so
much
of the landscape.
Everywhere as well.
Yes.
The UK and the rest of the world.
Totally. I love that, like, the Globe went, hey, Succession is such a good TV show, but then kind of didn't get the second part of that, which is that it's basically
about you.
A love note to...
So I only just found that out. I kind of knew watching it. I was like, oh, this is obviously about...
It was originally titled Murdochs. The Murdochs, but I think they sued them, and so they had to change certain elements to make it more fictional.
Do you think they watched it? The Murdochs watched Succession.
Yeah, I reckon they did.
This is what I wonder about The Crown. Does the Queen watch The Crown?
She did. She said that she did.
Whoa. Wonder what she did. If I was Olivia Colman and I knew that the actual Queen was watching, whatever you think about the Queen, if I knew the Queen was going to watch me be the Queen, I would be so freaking scared. I'd be like, oh no.
Same with like Logan Roy.
Yeah.
In Succession.
Yeah.
You know.
Royal family to me seems more high stakes, portraying them on screen.
Really? What if they...
it was one of the earlier seasons, by the
banish
way.
Banish you or something, you know?
What?
Can you still get banished?
I don't know, beheaded something.
By
something
the Queen?
Royal. As of last night, that petition that Kevin Rudd launched, and he's just launching this as a private citizen of Australia.
Right.
You know, he is a former Prime Minister, but he doesn't wield any official political power anymore. I just checked before and it's got knocking on 220,000 signatures and has crashed the website that handles them several times.
Blimey.
Would you like to hear from Rudd?
Yes, go on then.
All right, have you got the thingy on?
Oh, hang on. Now I've got the thingy on.
Sick.
Today I'm speaking to you as a former Prime Minister of Australia, passionate about our country's future. And today I'm officially launching an official petition to the Australian Parliament, calling on the Parliament to establish a Royal Commission into the abuse of media monopoly in Australia, in particular by the Murdoch media, and to make recommendations to maximise media diversity ownership for the future lifeblood of our democratic system. You see, the truth is Murdoch has become a cancer, an arrogant cancer on our democracy.
Blam.
Blam indeed.
That made me feel a bit uneasy.
In what way?
Well, just like the whole Murdoch thing is quite intense, isn't it?
Well, like a lot of things, it's happening either way, so we may as well name the problem so we can start to solve it.
But
hopefully this is the first sort of chink in the armour to taking down a massive
media
global
behemoth.
Evil empire.
Hardcore. Hey, thank you very much, Tim.
A pleasure as always.
It is likewise, and we'll see you next week when we can all just relax, surely, after the election.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, I'm sure there'll be plenty of media to talk about then, so...
Hey, maybe we can have some... legal marijuana to help us relax after that period as well.
Well, no, because it will be 2 weeks that we have to wait and find out.
Yeah, that's true.
But at some point, maybe. Who knows?
I'll keep smoking it either way. I'll let you know how it goes.
Ka kite!
Come back next week for another exciting adventure on Media Bat, only on 95 BFM.